Discovery Zone.
Tornadoes, nature's ultimate storms.
Call them twisters or tornadoes. They're nature's most violent storms with swirling winds that can top 300 miles per hour. About 800 twisters sweep through the U.S. every year, more than anywhere else in the world. The hardest hit area is a swath of the Great Plains from Texas to South Dakota, known as Tornado Alley. Here, warm air flows up from the Gulf of Mexico in the spring and summer and crashes into cold air pushing down from Canada. The meeting produces violent thunderstorms called supercells. Scientists don't completely understand how or when tornadoes form, but they do know a supercell like this one can produce a twister if the conditions are right. As warm, moist air flows into a storm, it gets pushed up and twisted by upper-level winds. As this rotating column of air gathers force, conditions are ripe for a collision below. When rain-cooled downdrafts hit warm air near the ground, a low-hanging revolving cloud forms beneath the cell. A tornado is imminent. Tornadoes don't last long, anywhere from 20 seconds to an hour, but it can take years to recover from the devastation. These storms kill nearly 90 people each year in the U.S. and cause millions of dollars worth of damage. When a tornado is spotted, experts advise going to a basement, staying away from any windows, or climbing into a first-floor bathtub. While most people run for safety when a twister appears, some scientists actually race to meet it. These storm chasers hunt down tornadoes, trying to get right in the twister's path. They encounter incredible cloud movement, torrential rain, severe winds and hail, lightning, and breathtaking storm structures. When they finally locate a twister, they measure it using special tools. These scientists hope to someday predict exactly when and where tornadoes will strike. Little can prevent the damage caused by tornadoes, but better forecasting could save more lives, giving survivors the chance to rebuild after living through one of the most violent storms on Earth.
Storm chasers.
Everybody has a passion for something. It just so happens that mine is chasing tornadoes.
Let's go! Go! Let's drop one more!
My name is Tim Samaras. I work for a company called Applied Research Associates. I'm a senior engineer. By me developing these probes, I was actually able to mix my engineering background with my storm chasing. Now I get to go out and follow my passion. And everybody should follow their passions. They really should. These probes are very sophisticated. There's some other equipment out there that measures the tornadoes, such as Doppler radar. They only measure the upper part of the tornado. Nobody has really gotten down and looked at the bottom part of the tornado where it really does the damage, say from the ground to up to 30 feet. That's where all the houses get destroyed. Cars get picked up, and lives are lost. I think it's very important to have the best technology I can get or design to do what I do. You only get one chance. When you're in the path of the tornado, the equipment has to work, and it has to work correctly. On June 24th, 2003, we were in southeast South Dakota.
This is a dangerous storm. Take shelter immediately.
We were driving through rain. I was using GPS. And then when the rain stopped and the wipers flicked off the last few drops of rain, this beast of a tornado just appeared. stopped in its path very briefly. When we got out, we could hear the tornado. It was nearly a deafening roar. It sounded like a waterfall powered by a jet engine. Be there and watch this thing. Watch Mother Nature unfolding. Now, you don't know what it's going to do. Is it going to continue to grow? You just don't know. But I have to get close to a tornado so that I can get the best readings that I can with the tools that I have. We were just a half a mile west of Manchester. And as the tornado tore through Manchester, there was a house on the west side of town that got caught on the outer edge of the tornado. I'm thinking it probably took 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, for that tornado to completely destroy that house and wipe it clean. The pieces of the puzzle that I bring by the data we collect in the probes helps us understand some of the dynamics of tornadoes. And what that means to the farmers, maybe a little extra lead time. But more importantly, if we knew a lot of that data, maybe we can improve on the building of a house. Maybe we can keep the roof on just a little bit longer. And if we keep the roof on a little longer, then chances of survival are much higher. I'm hoping that some of this data will be put to good use, and it already has.